This message is part of the educational ministry of Columbia International University. We've been preparing world Christians to know Him and to make Him known since 1923.
It's my privilege to be here, and congratulations to the graduates today. Mary and I were thinking about when I graduated from college. Mary's parents are in their 80s, and they just moved into a retirement center, so we had to go into their home and clear everything out. And Mary and I decided, you know, we're not going to do that to our kids, so we've kind of started jumping up on that process, and we were going through some photos, and I found the photo of when I graduated from college, and I said, well, I wonder what the date was of that, and I flipped it over to see what Mary had written, and it said, Don, 176 pounds. I don't get it. So that's how she measures how the pictures are measured in our household. Well, God has invested in each of you, and your parents have invested in you. In fact, they're here today to celebrate that investment they've made in you to be here. The CIU faculty has invested in you, and hopefully you've had some great friends that you've made here that have made investments in you. And hopefully you've learned to invest in yourself. You know, when I think about life and ministry, I try to think of what the end is going to be like in terms of that last event, so that I know the direction I'm going, what the goal is. And I'm reminded of Matthew 25, the parable of the three servants. And let me just read briefly through some of that text. It says, again, the kingdom of heaven can be illustrated by the story of a man going on a long trip, and he called together his servants and entrusted his money to them while he was gone. And he gave 5 bags of silver to one, 2 bags of silver to another, and 1 bag of silver to the last, dividing it in proportion to their abilities. And then he left on his trip. The servant who received the 5 bags of silver began to invest the money and earned 5 more. And the servant with 2 bags of silver also went to work and earned 2 more. But the servant who received the 1 bag of silver dug a hole in the ground and hid the master's money. After a long time, the master returned from the trip, and he called them to give an account of how they had used his money, his investment. The servant to whom he entrusted the 5 bags of silver came forward with 5 more. And, Master, you gave me 5 silvers to invest, and I've earned 5 more. And to the master was full of praise. Well done, my good and faithful servant. Well, you know how the story continues, so I'll stop with the text there. But when I read this text, I'm reminded of how God has invested in each of us as believers. He's invested the Holy Spirit into your life. He's invested spiritual gifts into your life. And it's been entirely up to God and through the Holy Spirit as to how He invested into you. He's invested certain abilities. He's even invested a personality into you. And the reality is, one day, I will give an account to God on what I've done with that investment. I will give an account to Him with what has happened with those resources that He invested into me. So as you begin this next journey of your life, I hope you're taking stock of the investment God has made in you. And what are you going to do with that investment? I want to encourage you to find your sweet spot. I work with a lot of ministers and mentor and counsel with a lot of pastors and staff members. And one of the things that I discover that's sad to me is how many of them are just not in that sweet spot. Now, to me, a sweet spot is where you take your spiritual gift and you intersect it with your passion. And wherever that intersects, to me, that's your sweet spot. So be passionate about finding that area that God has uniquely created you and the investment He's made in you for that task. I would also encourage you to learn to ask very good questions of yourself in light of Scripture. Prepare yourself for an event that is going to happen when you give that accounting to God. Because He's going to ask some questions. I imagine He's going to ask you, what have you done with my investment that I made in you? I would imagine that one of the other questions might be, what have you done with my passion for the lost? Recently, I heard Chuck Swindoll give lessons that he's learned after 50 years of ministry. And when somebody's been in ministry that long, I want to hear the lessons that they've learned. I just want to share a couple of them with you. One he says, sometimes God uses someone right out of youth, but usually He uses leaders who have been crushed. When He used that word, it really got my attention. He said also, he's learned that it's painful to obey God sometimes. The Lord will direct you to do some things that won't be your first choice. He will ask you to give up things that you'll not want to give up for the sake of the cross. Another point he made was that brokenness and failure are necessary. That helped explain the word crushed to me. And then he said, Christ-likeness begins and ends with humility. Don't be focused on the investment that God has made in other people's lives. I think one of the worst things that we can do in life is to compare ourselves to other people. You stay focused on the investment God has made in you. You know, I had one of those wish I could do it over moments when I was in college. I was at NC State, and my roommate, Kendall, was a fairly new believer, and I'd been a believer for about 6 or 7 years, and we decided to get involved in Campus Crusade for Christ at NC State, and Kendall just jumped in with both feet. He was a fairly new believer, and he was aggressive about sharing his faith, and I decided, being the more mature believer, I needed to kind of settle him down a little bit. So I sat down with Kendall and tried to explain that he was just being a little too aggressive in sharing his faith, and I tried to point out some incidences to him, and then I looked at him in his face and I saw his face just fell, full of discouragement. And then he said, and I'll never forget this, he said, all I'm trying to do is help fulfill the Great Commission. Wow, that was one of those moments that I wish I could have taken back every single word. But God gave me a do-over moment. This past January, I was flying back from Bangladesh from a mission trip, and I always pray about who I might sit next to, and so I sat next to this. I was sitting down, and it was going to be a long flight. It was going to be like an 11, 12-hour flight, because I really prayed about who I was going to be sitting next to. And so I was sitting next to this guy, and we started talking. He was, you know, he looked like he was about 21 or 22. And I said, well, I'm Don. And he said, hey, I'm Chris. And I said, well, what do you do, Chris? He said, well, I'm a student at NC State. I said, wow, that's where I went to school. And he said, well, I'm in my last semester. This was in January. He said, I got one more semester. I said, so where are you coming from on this trip? He said, well, I'm coming back from Kenya. I said, really? He said, yeah, I was over there for Christmas break because when I graduate, I'm going to go and spend 2 years there and work with college students. And I said, wow, that's fantastic. And we talked about the ministry he was working through and the church he was working through. And then I said, well, tell me about your spiritual journey. And he made this statement. He said, well, I've only been a Christian 2 years. He said, I got saved my junior year at NC State. I said, wow. And so you're just 2 years as a Christian, and now you're going to go spend 2 years in Kenya. That's amazing. And so we started talking, and we spent the next 10 hours talking, and we prayed together. And then he asked me, he said, can I just call you every once in a while? And we started talking once a week. And then he called and he said, hey, can I come down and visit? I said, sure, come on down. I think I told my wife he was coming. I can't remember, but she walks into the house and I'm somewhere else in the house and he's just sitting in the den. And she walks in and she's, this is not unusual. And she said, hey, I'm Mary. I'm Don's wife. He said, hey, I'm Chris. I sat next to your husband on a plane. And, she said, yeah, I know how that goes. So I had that moment of spending time with him again. And I looked on his posting, just this morning, before in getting ready for this. And here's what he wrote. He said, evangelism is not my spiritual gift. I'm not an extrovert, and it feels awkward every time I initiate a spiritual conversation. So why am I going to Nairobi to evangelize? I'm simply helping to fulfill the Great Commission. If you find yourself lacking in motivation to share with others, ask yourself, do you really believe the message? And if you do, you know that sharing the message is worth the awkwardness. It's worth anything. So go and help fulfill the Great Commission. God bless you.
We hope you were blessed by this message. Additional audio messages and learning resources are available at www.ciu.edu/bookstore or call 803-807-5263. Messages are also available by podcast at iTunes. CIU is a regionally accredited biblical university offering undergraduate and graduate degree programs. Our purpose is to educate people from a biblical worldview to impact the nations with the message of Christ. Thank you for letting us minister to you today.